Kachababa. Kachababa was blind in the eyes. His physical eyes didn't see. He was a blind yogi. But it is said that he could tell you what color your eyes were, what color your clothes were, what you had on today, where you were sitting in the room or standing. So he saw. His physical eyes didn't. In the legends, it is said that Kachababa had a spiritually intimate relationship with the royals from the time of Prince George to the time of King George's reign, and that he advised King George spiritually. It's said that during the independence of India and those great talks about sectioning India or keeping India, India, or creating a new country, Kachababa pressed King George to come and be a part of those talks, that it was absolutely necessary that he be there. But King George didn't come. And it is said that because King George was not there, that Pakistan, India, were bordered as two countries. Another legend about Kachababa is that when Kachababa was ready to leave this world, he was sitting in a hut with some disciples, and he said, "In a few minutes, a man is going to come in. He's going to put a rock through the top of my head, and I'm going to leave the world in that way." He said, "Don't bother that man." It was a foreseen, foredecided destiny. In a few minutes, a man did come and put a rock through the top of Kachababa's head, and he did escape the body, meaning he departed from the world, because it's likely that he could bilocate pretty easily on planet. But this meant he wasn't on planet anymore. And of course, the disciples did go after the man who put the rock through Kachababa's head. Maharaji told me that some people said that they saw Kachababa leave the earth in a golden chariot riding away in the sky. That one I love. Yeah. People's experiences are people's experiences. Kachababa.